The following program is rated M for mature. If you're caught up in religion and tradition, please leave the room now. If you want to keep it on the real, then this is the program for you. Welcome to the Grace Plus Nothing Radio Broadcast Ministry. The purpose of this ministry is to tear down, break up, and ultimately annihilate the traditions of the organized church. Our goal is to destroy the barriers of man-made traditions that have kept the believer in bondage and to bring the believer into the light of the true and living God that breaks all shackles and embraces everyone and to empower the believer with the message of grace plus nothing. So wake up, stretch out, and get ready for your 45-minute spiritual workout with your host, Brother Anthony Munns.
Good morning and welcome to the Grace Plus Nothing Radio Broadcast Ministry. I am your host, Apostle Anthony Munns, coming to you this Sunday morning. First of all, I would like to thank and give honor to God, my Lord, and my personal Savior. Listeners, I know if it were not for Him, I would not, could not be able to do what I'm doing because God has breathed breath into my mortal body and He has done the same for you as well. And if you're still living here in the earth realm, allow me to submit to you, if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, to do so. Because God has just blessed us tremendously. He has given us the greatest gift of all, and that's His Son, Jesus. And He has paved the way for us to be redeemed back to the Father. And so, God, I just want to take the time before I go any further to praise You for everything You've done for us. But most importantly, Lord, to worship You for who You are. And that way that God made was with and through Jesus' blood. And Jesus' blood paid for it all. And if you have not received the finished work of Jesus' death, Jesus' burial, Jesus' resurrection, Jesus' ascension, and most importantly, His seating, because Jesus' seating represents the finished work. And that is what we believe in, the finished work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He don't have to come back and do anything else because every I has been dotted, every T has been crossed. And I'm here to let you know from experience that God will not leave you out there and He will come see about you. He has been protecting all of us from things seen and unseen. And although we have experienced some trials, some tribulations, some persecutions, God is still there with us because what could have killed us, what should have killed us, what was intent to kill us, it didn't kill us because the hand of the Lord was upon our lives. And I just want you all to really grasp that this morning because God is doing some things that the enemy don't even know about. And there are things that you and I have to believe by faith that He's doing. And knowing the thing is already done. I was just telling my oldest daughter this week as she and I were conversing. I let her know. I said, this thing is over. All you have to do is walk through it. And the walking through it is you believing that it's already done. See, when you're going through some things, when you're experiencing trials, tribulations, and persecution, the enemy is going to turn up his attack, listeners. He's going to turn things up that much hotter because especially when he know his time is up. He's going to throw everything at you that he can because he know his time is up. He know he has just a few more moments to try to aggravate you and intimidate you and alienate you and any other things that he's been trying to do to you. So he's throwing everything he has left in his arsenal at you to try to get you to give up and give in and to succumb to his tactics. And so that's a clear indication that you're at the verge of your breakthrough. Is also an indication of you knowing that your vault is full, because the enemy doesn't come after empty vaults. The enemy doesn't come after someone who's not a threat. He comes after those who are a threat. And if you're in the will of God and you're one of His, He's going to come after you because the Bible says that those who live godly shall suffer persecution. So if you're in the vein of what God is doing and you've set your will to His will, the enemy is going to come after you. So just get ready and put on your spiritual seatbelt and just rest in God and enjoy this ride. And some may be saying, well, Apostle Munns, I'm not going to enjoy this ride. Yeah, I get it. But I'm trying to let you know that God has you. That's really what I'm saying, that God has you. It doesn't feel like it always. I get it. Been there, done that, experiencing some things at the moment. But you have to believe that it is finished. And this is what Jesus said before he willingly gave up his spirit. He said, it is finished. And that finished work was not only Jesus giving his spirit up, but that finished work was, God, I believe when I lay down my life, meaning give up my spirit, you're going to give me the power to pick it back up again. And that is what God did. Jesus willingly gave it up, and God gave it back to him after the work was done. When the scriptures had been fulfilled, Jesus picked up his life and he placed his royal diadem back on again, because he had to give up his royal diadem. There's no way he could have died if he did not willingly give up his royal diadem. He willingly gave it up. And so once he gave it up, then he gave up his spirit. He said, no man takes my life unless I lay it down. So then when the time was up, he put it back on. And he said, all power has been given to me. And so he has the power to do what he needs to do. And he's entrusted that to us. So we have more power than we realize. It's the enemy who tries to get us to think that we're not as powerful as he is. Or excuse me, more powerful than he is. Because we are. Because we have the greater world on the inside of us. And so if you're listening this morning, whatever your obstacles are, whatever your trials have been, and wherever you are in your faith walk at the moment, know this: God has given you all power. You have all power, not just some power. You have all power. So regardless of what may be attacking you, no matter what it is, whether it's some kind of physical ailment in your bodies or it's some kind of job situation, financial distress, marital issues, family issues, whether it's something that you're dealing with in the court system, know this, that God has you. There's nothing the enemy can throw at you or has thrown at you that you have not already overcome, because the Bible says they overcame. That's you and I, by the blood of the Lamb, because we know the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb has been shed, meaning Jesus. And the word of their testimony. Your testimony is not going to only be something powerful for you, but it's going to be powerful for others so they can walk right out of whatever they're in. And so you are a living epistle. You are the 67th book of the Bible. And you have to know this for yourselves. And God is raising men and women up in this hour who know that, who know who God is. And when I say that, I'm not talking about knowing how to exegete scriptures. I'm talking about those who know God, who know without a shadow of a doubt. I was in the whorehouse. I was in the liquor house. I was this, I was that. You place whatever your it was or it currently is. But you know, if the hand of the Lord had not been on your life, that the enemy would have taken you out. And some of you may have been at the threshold of death, but God was right there with you and he brought you out of it. And so these are the times, and you are the people that God is raising up and using in this hour. So if you have not received that finished work, receive it. Take on his mindset, meaning Christ's mindset, and do what God leads you to do. And for those of you who are already believers prior to today's show, do not give in. Do not give up. Continue to press forward and upward in Christ. And we need you in this spiritual fight. This is a fight. Make no mistakes about it, listeners. This is a fight. This is a fight. This is a spiritual fight that has already been won by God through Christ Jesus. It's already won, but we are his tools in this earth realm, meaning for the world to see that God is truly real. And so don't give up. Don't give in. Continue to press. And I solicit your prayers for me as well and my family, as I will pray for you all also. Covenant partners, I thank you for just being so faithful to this ministry. I really cannot express how blessed we are as a ministry to have you all a part of us, to know that we have a people who are out there who sow into this ministry faithfully, who pray over this ministry earnestly, who just do what God is leading them to do in his vineyard. And I just thank God for each and every one of you. I just speak the blessings of the Lord upon you all's lives. I really appreciate and value you. And whatever you do as unto the Lord, it is multiplied 100-fold. And so continue to stay encouraged and stay faithful to God. And also the same applies to those of you. You may not be covenant partners, but we do have people who aren't partners who do sow into this ministry. And we thank all of you all who pray for this ministry. And we speak the blessings of the Lord upon you all's lives also. Thirdly, but not lastly, to Dr. Carson, the owner of 104.5. Sir, we thank you and we do appreciate you allowing Grace Plus Nothing Ministries on your station. And we do speak the blessings of the Lord upon your life, Dr. Carson. Now, for those of you who just finished watching our television show, The Barrier Breaker Show, I want to take the time to thank you for being so faithful and watching our show on a weekly basis as we air every Sunday morning at 7:30 a.m. Once again, we air every Sunday morning at 7:30 a.m. And it's just a privilege and an honor being on such a great television station and them allowing us the liberty and the freedoms to teach the way that we teach, as we are on in 83 countries and we're in 300 million plus homes. That's God. That's not me, because I have no idea of what I'm doing. That's the favor of God upon our lives and upon this ministry. And because of you, covenant partners, this is how we're able to do what we do. And so I just thank each and every one of you for doing that on a weekly basis and watching us and telling other people about us. And anytime you miss our television show when it airs, you can always go to our YouTube channel at Grace Plus Nothing Ministries and view our archive television shows. Devontae gets those up very quickly once they air. And I just ask, if you ever miss a show, log on to our YouTube channel maybe a day or two after it airs on television, and you'll see that uploaded to our YouTube channel. And so and please take the time to subscribe to our YouTube channel also. Now, with that being said, we're going to do a teaching today. This is something I believe would be blessed to y'all. I actually got this yesterday. I really did. I actually got this yesterday morning on my way to work. And I was listening to the song I'm about to play by Reverend Brunson and with his choir. I want to make sure that I say his choir name right, because I listen to the song often, and I was listening to it yesterday morning, and meaning the Reverend Milton Brunson. It's the Thompson Community Singers. That's his choir. But I was listening to the song yesterday morning, as I would any other time when I listened to it, and I was like, man, just really just having some time with me and God on my way to work. And it jumped out at me. The question jumped out at me. And that's what I'm going to teach on this morning. The question that jumped out at me. I'm not going to tell it to you just now. I'm going to have you to listen to the song first. We're not going to have our traditional praise and worship the way that we normally do. I know we haven't had it like that in a while, but I'm going to play this selection, and then I'm going to come back and dive right into this teaching. But when the question jumped out at me, I said, that's an awesome teaching. And so, because I thought I was going to go another way, but God knows what he's doing, and I just follow his lead. And so with everything that's going on in the world and everything that's happening in our own homes, this question needs to be asked. We often ask this question to God, but God is now asking this question to us. And so if you want to know what the question is, I ask that you stay with us after this spiritual praise break, and then you'll be able to see what God is saying via this particular song. And so I don't want you all to really go anywhere. I want you to really stay with what is happening and really what God is going to say through this ministry here this morning. And so please don't you go anywhere, and listen to the words of this song, because I do believe they will bless you all tremendously as we're playing Reverend Milton Brunson and his choir with the song entitled, I'm Available to you. Listen to the words of this song. I believe they will bless you tremendously. And after that, y'all know we'll be right back as you're listening to Grace Plus Nothing Ministries here on 104.5.
Your word to sing all your
Hallelujah. 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 I hope you all are truly available to God. And that's a song that I was playing on yesterday morning on my way to work. And listening to it, the question came. But the question came, and I said, well, that'll make a good teaching. And so I'm going to actually turn to Isaiah chapter 6. Once again, that's Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6. I'm reading out the New King James version of the Bible. So mine may read a little differently, but as always, the Holy Spirit gives revelation and illumination. That's Isaiah chapter 6, beginning at verse number 1, and the Bible reads, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Verse 2, above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one cried to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Verse 4, and the post of the door was shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. So I said in verse 5, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Verse 6, then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken from the tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth with it and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sin purged. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Verse 8, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then I said, here I am, send me. I must read verse 8 again. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then I said, here I am, send me. The question that came to me on yesterday morning as I've read Isaiah chapter 6 out of the New King James version of the Bible, verses 1 through 8. The question, it goes along with the song I just played as I was listening to the song when the question came to me. Are you available? Once again, God is asking the question to us today. Are you available? We often ask God about his availability. God is asking us this morning about our availability. Are you getting it? God is asking each one of us this morning about our availability. God is asking, are you available? Are you available this morning to be used by him? Here we see the prophet Isaiah as he sees the Lord God high and lifted up. He sees the train of his robe. He goes into detail about the Holy of Holies. And the question is asked by God, who shall we send? Who would go for us? God asks. And this is what the Trinity is asking. Who's going to go for us? Who's going to be in the earth realm that we can use? And Isaiah said, here I am, God. I'll go. I'll be used. So God is asking the question this morning. Who's going to go for us? Who's going to go for him in this day and hour in which we're in? Which one of you listening on the sound of my voice are going to do like Isaiah did? Say, here I am, Lord. You can use me. Regardless of your infirmities, this is why I said thank you, Holy Spirit, when I was reading this in verse number, I believe it was verse number 6, if I'm not mistaken. It said then one, yes, it was in verse number 6 when he said, well, let's back up a couple of verses. He says, so I said in verse 5, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth with it and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sin is purged. What is that saying? As I was reading that, and as I've read it before, that tells me that There's nothing that disqualifies you. There's nothing that you have done, have said, or any of your past sins or whatever you may be dealing with right now will negate the fact that God cannot use you. Because God is saying, no, it's been taken away. Now you have been purged. You have been cleansed. And all you have to do is make yourselves available. Oftentimes we say, well, God, I would do this, but you know that I'm still smoking. God, did you know that I would like to be used by you, but you know that I still got a sexual addiction. God, you know I this, and God, you know that. God said, no. I'm not looking, nor am I worrying about any of those things. He's just asking, are you available? Are you going to be like Moses was at the beginning and say, God, well, you know I stutter. So I'm going to need someone to go with me, to speak for me. And although we see later on in the scripture, there was no place where we saw where Aaron spoke for Moses. Because once Moses went before Pharaoh, the spirit of God came upon him and he began to speak with such boldness and conviction to Pharaoh. And this is what God, thank you, Holy Spirit. This is what God is saying in this hour. He says that if you just go. If you just make yourselves available, make yourselves available. And if you make yourselves available, God says, I'll speak through you. If you make yourselves available, I'll work through you. All I need is a tool in the earth realm. I've often said this for those of you who listen to this show on a weekly basis. I've often said this and I will continue to say it. All God is looking for are tools in the earth realm. And we are his workmanship. Now, we quote this scripture. Yes, I know that we're marvelously and wonderfully made, but we're his workmanship. We're his tools in the earth realm. God is saying, are you available to be used? If God says, I need a screwdriver right now, are you going to be the screwdriver that God is going to use? Some of you say, maybe thinking or saying, well, I got some screws loose, Apostle. Well, God ain't worrying about that either. He says, if you just go, I tighten up the screws if you just go. See, we often see, this is the part of our psyche that comes in conflict with our spirit, man, when it's subject to the will of God. As you heard in the song by Reverend Milton Brunson and his community choir of singers that you see, he says, I set my will to you. And when you become available, you're saying, God, I've set my will to be used by you. And this is all God has ever looked for. This is all, thank you, Holy Spirit. This is all God has ever looked for. God has only looked for people who says, okay, God, not my will, that thy will be done. Doesn't it sound like Jesus? This is what Jesus said. And some of you may say, well, I'm not Jesus, but you have the greater one on the inside of you. These are scriptures that we quote. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. These are scriptures that we quote. So if you have the greater one on inside of you, you have that enabling power to go on and upward and do what God is asking you to do. No matter how insurmountable it may seem to you, but you have the greater one on inside of you because you say you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. So if God has given you the mandate, if God has given you the green light to go, he says now all you got to do is step out. Man had not walked on water till Peter walked on water. But God gave him the enabling power to walk on water. But when Peter began to look at his circumstances, when he began to say, okay, I'm not qualified. Man is supposed to walk on water. Then he sunk. But what happened? Jesus was right there. Because he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He said, I'll be with you to the end of the age. See, these are scriptures and these are stories that we read in the Bible. And we make cute Sunday school and vacation Bible school skits out of them. And God says, no, now I'm raising a people up who are those stories, who have engulfed those stories, who have lived those stories. He's raising people up in this hour who have already said, God, I am available to you. God, I have set my will to your will. God, I'm here. All you have to do is speak and I'll go. Regardless of what I may have in my hand. I may have a fifth of liquor in the left and a joint in the right, but I'm here to be used. I know that may affect some of you. I know some of you may not like what I just said, but this show is not for you. If you got offended with that, this show is not for you. But if you got liberated because of I said it and you empowered and encouraged by it, oh yeah, you're one of the ones that God is using. Now I'm in the vein of my ministry. Now this is what I'm called to do. Now you have become empowered by what I said, because God's not looking at your filth of liquor. He's not concerned about your joint. He says, there I found someone who has made themselves available for me. And when you're available to God, God says, I have you to walk right out of that thing. Before you know it, you done threw the bottle down. Before you know it, you done flushed down the joint. But God doesn't put a timetable on in that, because God doesn't operate in time. Because an eternity is already done. So if you leave this earth still doing that, and you accept him as your Lord and personal Savior, in eternity, it's already dealt with. Now, some of you are trying to figure that out, and it ain't a riddle. It's just tight and right. Those are facts. Oh, I don't have time to run that here this morning, but I'm trying to get us to a place and point of understanding. God is looking for availability. God is looking for people who are available to him. As I move on this morning, I know this is a teaching. I may not finish it all today, and that's fine. As God gives us grace, that we'll do what we can do today. And we'll just see where we go from there. But as I, this is where I want to go. Okay. In Mark chapter 1, verse 17 through 18, we're talking about availability now. Mark chapter 1, verse 17 through 18. I'm reading out the English Standard Version of the Bible now. And said, and Jesus said to them, follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men. And immediately they left their nets and followed him. Why do you read it, Apostle Munson? Well, I'm going to read it for you again. I want you to get a clear understanding of what God is saying this morning. And Jesus said to them, follow me, and I, meaning Jesus, will make you become fishers of men. And immediately they left their nets and followed him. Now, understand the English here. Those of you who may be English teachers or English majors, understand. And I will make you become fishers of men. Become. Process. Become fishers of men. As you go, I'm going to make you become that which I have called you to be. But what happens is, we look at what God is saying in the sense of the, in the totality of it, and we get caught, thank you, Holy Spirit, in the totality of what God has said concerning us, and not knowing that God says, you are becoming that. You're already that, but you got to go through the process of becoming that. Which, when I say the process, not that you have to graduate in the sense of, well, no, let me not put it like that. Let me put it like this. Some people think in order to God, for God to use you, you have to be a certain place for God to use you. Now, God says, I'm getting you to that place. But as I am getting you to that place, you're still being used by me. They wait for you to and expect for you to get to the place before you be used. And that's why they're always looking for hiccups in your lives. That's why they're always looking for the stumbling blocks in your life. So they can say, uh-oh, see, I told you, now you got to go back to the first grade. The devil is a lie. No, I ain't going back to no first grade. What I look like being 20 years old in first grade? No, No. God is becoming. I'm becoming in God. So since I'm becoming in God, God is taking me somewhere. But as he's taking me, doesn't that seem, thank you, Holy Spirit, doesn't that seem like the lepers? When Jesus prayed for the lepers and he said, now go show yourselves to the priest that you're healed. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Understand what's happening in that story, in the context of the story. He says, now go show yourselves to the priest. And the Bible goes on saying, as they went, they were healed. They were becoming. That'll preach right by itself. I'm becoming. That'll preach right by itself. I might preach that one. I am becoming. But understand it. As they went, they were healed. Now, they believed they were healed when Jesus prayed for them. Now, he said, now go show yourselves to the priest. And they said, now, this is a unique thing about faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. Take your time with it, Apostle Muzz. I think I will. Now faith is now. And I'm not getting away from my text and from my teaching here this morning. But the Bible says, now faith is. Now, right now. Immediately, right now, faith is. What are you believing for? God says, now it is. Okay, what are you talking about, Apostle Buzz? Well, I'm going to take my time with this. I said I was. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. When God says you're healed, now you're healed right now. You're delivered right now. It's happening right now. But the substance of things that you're hoping for, you're hoping for the manifestations, for it to be now. You're looking for the tangible thing of it right now. That's the substance of things hoped for. That's what you've been hoping for. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He says, now it is. And you're saying, well, I'm hoping for the substance of what you said that is happening now. But God says, it's the evidence of things. Oh, Lord, have mercy. God is just downloading this stuff to me. The evidence of things not seen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, but evidence of things not seen. Now, God says, you're healed now. You're delivered now. Whatever you've been believing for, God says, it's now. But you and your psyche been saying, well, I've been looking for the substance of it, God. But God says, it's the evidence of it that's not seen. But you have to pull it out of the spirit realm by faith, because you have to believe what you're pulling out of the spirit realm, what your psyche has been hoping for, the substance of the things you've been hoping for. God says you got to pull it out and say and believe now. And once you get to that point, I like the way Bishop McClendon described it years ago, and it really helped me to grasp it, and God just been downloading it to me here as I'm teaching it this morning. He says, it's just like a cake. You say you have a pound cake, a chocolate cake. You picture your favorite cake. I don't know what your favorite cake is. I say chocolate because y'all know I still deal with chocolate issues. I still have some chocolate issues. But so I'm just going to say mine's a chocolate cake. Yours may be a pound cake. One may be a lemon cake. Whatever your cake is, let's just say a cake. And you say, I have a cake. And some people say, well, you don't have no cake. I say, I have a cake. I have the eggs. I have the flour, the sugar, the butter, the water, the whatever that you're putting in the cake, the cocoa powder, the lemon extract, if you're having a lemon cake, whatever it is, you have all those things on the table now. And you say, that's a cake. And they say, no, it's not a cake. But you're saying right now it is a cake. So you're in the scriptures there in Hebrews. Now, you say, now it is a cake. And they say, no. But you say, I had the substance of it. Or they may say you had the substance of the cake because you have all the individual components to make the cake. But you're saying it is the evidence. So you're looking for the evidence of what you can't see. I have the substance of it, but you're looking for the evidence of it. So as I go through the process of becoming the cake, there's a process of becoming the cake. I got to mix everything together. I got to put it in the oven. It's going to take some time. And then once it comes out, it may have to cool before I can bite into it. But when the Bible says, oh, taste and see that I'm good. This is what God is saying when he says availability. I come full circle, tying it all in as I'm closing here shortly. And God says, coming full circle. And God says, the availability part, as you're believing. And God says, he's looking for people who are available to him and to be used by him for his purpose. Now, you're looking at what you are. And God says, that's not who you are. You've been looking at what you are because of what they've said, because of what you've done. And God says, that's not who you are. That's not who I called you to be. And when I say, as in the scripture say in Mark chapter 1, when the scripture says, when Jesus came to his disciples and he said, well, when Jesus said to them, he says, follow me. This Mark chapter 1, verse 17 through 18. He said, follow me and I will make you become fishers of men. I will make you become fishers of men. And this is what they became. They became fishers of men. But Jesus was calling them fishers of men. But he said, I will make you become fishers of men. He was calling them into what they were going to be. But they went, but the Bible goes on to say, and immediately they left their nets and followed him. They made themselves available. When Jesus said that, he said, I'm available to you, God. Because Jesus was looking for people who were going to be available. And this is what God is saying in this hour. Now, the question is, are you available? We've been asking God about his availability. Well, God, I'm calling on you. Are you there, God? See, that's your way of saying, God, are you available? And God's always available. He may not always speak to you because he's already spoken to you. God's not going to just keep saying things over and over again as if you think it's going to change. When he says something to you, that's what it is until that part of it is done. Okay. Okay. This is a teaching here that I believe if one grasps it, they will be catapulted in front of a lot of folk when they grasp this. Luke chapter 10, verse 27. Now, once again, I'm reading out of the English Standard Version. And he answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and your neighbor as yourself. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind. And this is one of the major problems, if not the major problem, in the body of Christ. What I just read, you shall love. But we see that we have become lovers of other things. And I'm going to go on, and that's why I say I may have to continue this next week. I'm pretty sure that I will. We have become lovers of other things. Thus, we're not available for God to use us. Am I beating you up? Certainly not. I'm trying to grow all of us up, including myself, into the manifestations of what God has called us to do and who he has created us to be. So God is saying, when we have placed other things before him, and we see one of the major things in the church is that we've placed a building before him. Oh, I know I am in some deep, uncharted territory for many, but this is what I'm called to do. This is what I am called and anointed to do. So we see in the body of Christ that we have placed the building in front of God, and we have not made him Lord. So therefore, we can't be available to God, because we're available to our leaders, because we made them into gods. We're available to our churches and our church boards and our titles and our positions. So therefore, no, can't be available to you, God. No, as the song says by Reverend Milton Brown, no, I'm not going to set my will to your will, because my will right now is so I can elevate in the conference. My will at the present moment in time is so I can get my own church. My will and availability at this time so I can keep these people here up under my subjection if I'm a pastor. Oh, no, my will this time is for it's for them to give me my anniversary. I have no time for you, God, so I'm not available to you, God. And this is why God raises up the Davids like he does, the least likely ones. So you're taking the whole Bible and we're tying it in. This is why God raises up the people that he's raising up in this hour, the least likely ones. I preached this years ago called the chosen one. I preached this probably 18 years ago called the chosen one. That's a teaching that I did 18 years ago entitled the chosen one. This is why God raises up the chosen vessels, the chosen ones. For this reason, and for this reason alone, because they have made themselves available to God. Do you not know that David, one of the things about the story of David, is that he was available to be used by God? His availability was there. Now, people talk about his mishap with Bathsheba and things. But God purposely had it written in scripture that David is a man after my own heart. Where do you think God's heart lies? God's heart lies in servitude. Jesus was a servant. God's heart lies in servitude. So therefore, this was one of the reasons why he said David is a man after my own heart. David is a servant, because even when Saul tried to kill him, he still served a man of God. Until it got so hot that he had to leave. But even when he could have killed him, he chose not to kill him. Why? Because he understood about the anointing. That hit close to home here. Because I'm in a situation like that now. I know what that's like for to be in a David position. And you know, the Saul is trying to kill you. You know, the Saul is trying to, although you made yourself available to God, and they may not understand your availability to God because they're trying to keep you in a box and they're trying to control you. And you say, no, I'm available to God. I have to do what God is leading me to do. And when God is leading you to do something, I submit to you to do it. Because at the end of the day, when your pastor fades away, and he or she will, God is still there because he's still Lord in your life. And this is one of the things that we have to come to as a body, as a corporate body of believers, is understanding the availability of one's commitment to God and not to man. And when one has committed themselves to God, you, I don't care who you are, you, I don't care if you're a leader, a pastor, whoever, you have to say, okay, well, you do what God tells you to do, because God is not divided. Get it? Listeners, God is not divided. You don't even see Satan's kingdom divided. There's nowhere in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation where you see a demon fighting another demon. Now, we see kingdoms coming against other kingdoms and so on and so forth, and we see religious folks coming against Jesus and everything, but that's a demonic influence serving the same purpose of the demonic kingdom. But you'll never see a principality, a demon, fighting another demon. You only see that in church when the church allows these demonic spirits to influence them. When you see leaders being influenced by their own selfish pride and trying to negate the power of the Holy Spirit from coming in through other individuals who have made themselves available to be used by God, and then they'll come against that and say that it's God and it's not God. Because God is not divided. So it has... God, help me, Holy Spirit. Not that I don't know what to say. I have plenty to say, y'all. Plenty to say. Plenty to say. Plenty to say. But here's the thing, if I may. If I may submit this to you all as I'm closing with the time that I have. If you're an individual here this morning, listening under the sound of my voice, and you know God has said things to you, specific things to you concerning a movement, specific things to you concerning doing his will, specific things to you. Notice how I'm phrasing this. Specific things to you concerning that something that he wants you to do. Nike had it right years ago. Just do it. Will it come with persecution? Of course. Will they talk about you? Yes. Will they try to stop you? Most definitely. Will it seem as though you're all alone at times? Absolutely. But you have to take on the mindset of Jeremiah. Though I stood alone, though I sat alone, your hand was upon me. And it's going to come a place and point with many of you, and some of you have already experienced that, where you just got to say, look, God, they done kicked me out, they done ostracized me, but God, I'm sold out to you. Why? Because I'm available to you. And God has asked the question today. The call has gone out. God is saying, are you available? I don't know what God has asked many of you to do. I don't know what God is leading those of you to do. But one thing I do know, if God is leading you to do it, he's doing it for a reason. He's doing it because he has equipped you. He's doing it because he has empowered you. He's doing it because he may be trying to separate you from and isolate you from junk that you've been trying to hold on to in your lives. And some of that junk may be some of your churches that you've been affiliated with. He's trying to say, nah, you got to cut that loose. And only you know that. I can't say that for you. But I'm saying it from a place of one who has been through that. I told you all many years ago when God, not me, but God led me away. I heard him just as clear then as I can hear him now. He said, it is finished. And I had to go away for 13 years. And I told you all here, God led me back. Told me a year and a half before I went back, I told God, hell no, I ain't going back there. I hate to be so crash with many of you, but that's just what I said. It's like, I ain't going back there. But God says, no, I'm sending you back there because you're the Moses, you're the liberator, because those people need to be liberated. And I have caught hell since I've been back. It's not popular, y'all, when God is leading you to do something because you have a movement on the inside of you. And folk don't always understand the movement. So if they don't understand it, they try to fight it even the more. But you know what God has told you to do. So oftentimes, this cause any kind of, to stop any kind of confusion, you just step away and allow God to do the selling. Because one thing I do know for the time that I've been in ministry is that God is going to have the final say-so. God's word is forever settled. And in the days in which we're living in now, and this ain't to scare anybody. I dare, those of you following ministry know I dare not do that. In the days in which we're in right now, you do not want to be on the other side. You want to stay on the side of where God is. And you want to stay in the vein of what God is doing. If you don't understand it, keep your mouth closed. If you are against it, you don't want to be against this movement because time is short. God is soon to come. Jesus is soon to come. And the cargo on these ships is vital. The cargo on these ships are vital. You definitely want to protect the cargo on these ships. And those are the people who are out there sitting in churches, hurting, fearful and scared of leadership because of what they're going to say and do to them. So when God says, are you available? And you say yes, and God sends you to environments that you know are jammed up in with a bunch of crap, and I'm keeping it clean, with a bunch of mess, and you got to go in there and be a spiritual plumber, and you got to go in there and get that plumbing snake and snake out those sewer lines, those with all that mess in there. And it causes you to get dirty and stink. I'm using a natural analogy to try to get you to understand something spiritual. And you got to go in there and you, because you simply said, God, I'm available. And God says, okay, this is where I'm going to send you because I need to use you in this environment. And you say, okay, God, I'll go. Regardless of the persecution, God, I'll go. Regardless of the rejection, God, I'll go. Regardless of how they treat me, God, I will go. Although I don't want to go, God, I will go. And this is where I am, y'all. I told you I didn't want to go back. I said, God, I'm there. And I don't want to be there. I don't flesh. But nonetheless, God, I'm available. To you, God. To you. Because of what you say, God. And this is why many people don't understand ministry. Oh, they have the title. Oh, they have the positions. Oh, they have people following them. But when you understand ministry, to the very depths and to the very core of ministry. The Bible said Jesus came into his own and his own received him not. That's ministry. That's ministry. When you come into your own, when you come into the very environment that you're called to liberate people from, the very environment where you was once part of, and you have to go back in there and liberate folk. That's ministry. And they persecute you. They ostracize you. They excommunicate you. They treat you like trash. I can go on and on with that. That's ministry, y'all. That's ministry. That's the very essence of ministry. Ain't about putting a clergy collar on. Ain't about getting behind a cotton picking pulpit. Ain't about wearing a cross in your left breast pocket. Ain't about your cemeteries, your seminary schools that you go to. It's about saying, God, I am available to you. That's what it's about. That's why This gospel costs you something. The gospel costs you something. When you say, God, I'm available to you. These are the type of folks God is looking for in this hour, in this day. We will have to continue this next week of Thus Saith the Lord. I hope today's show has been a blessing to you all. It has certainly been a blessing to me. Hear my heart, y'all, when I've been speaking today. Hear my heart. Hear God speaking through this toy vessel of clay. I hope today's show has been a blessing to you all. If so, call us. Our phone lines are open at area code 910-286-6604. Once again, it's area code 910-286-6604. Third time, 910-286-6604. You go to our website at graceplusnothing.org. And until next week, know that GPN loves you.
You were just blessed by the Grace Plus Nothing Radio Broadcast Ministry with your host, Apostle Anthony Munns. The Bible says in Matthew 11:12, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. If you would like to contact us, you can do so by writing us at Grace Plus Nothing Ministries, Incorporated, P.O. Box 164, Dunn, North Carolina, 28335. Or you can hit us up on the World Wide Web at Grace Plus Nothing.org. Once again, that address is Grace Plus Nothing Ministries, Incorporated, P.O. Box 164, Dunn, North Carolina, 28335. Or you can hit us up on the World Wide Web at GracePlusNothing.org. Until next time, know that GPN loves you.